You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update.
Data from the Wisconsin Department of Administration shows Brown County's population is up over 3.5% since the last census in 2020. The suburbs in the greater Green Bay area are showing the fastest growth. Hobart saw an increase of just over 13%. Denmark, Lawrence, Howard, and Ledgeview also saw double-digit growth. Green Bay itself has seen a 0.68% growth, or 599 new residents, since 2020. Meanwhile, Alloway has seen nearly 1% decrease in its population. Casey Nelson was a member of the De Pere City Council from 2017 to 2021 when he decided not to seek re-election. But now, he's going to sit on the city council once again. Tonight, the De Pere City Council will vote on Nelson filling the District 4 seat left vacant when John Quigley resigned in July. Interviews to fill the seat were conducted by Mayor James Boyd and Council President Shauna Defnett-Ledvina in August. Gas prices are continuing the downward trend. Melissa Kay has more.
Gas prices fell 3.7 cents over the last week, landing at an average of 2.83. This is 10.8 cents lower than a month ago and more than 48 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy officials say some states have seen price cycling over the past week, with some Midwest states included. Ohio saw higher prices last week while Michigan dropped. Prices in those states could cycle back the other way, more in line with the national average, which has spent most of 2025 in the low $3 per gallon range. Non-cycling states will likely remain near current levels as we head toward Labor Day.
In Green Bay, prices for gas are down over 5 cents a gallon to 276. In Appleton and Oshkosh, the average is sitting at around 274 a gallon. The estate of a man who died by suicide while in the Calumet County Jail in 2019 takes the county to federal court. The lawsuit says the county was aware of Demetrius Stevenson's mental illness and suicidal thoughts, but did not act appropriately. The county has denied any responsibility for his death. The trial, which began Monday, is expected to last up to 7 days. A $750,000 cash bond was set Monday for 18-year-old Jigwemko Layton in connection with a homicide on a highway on-ramp in Ashwaubenon on Friday. Layton returns to court August 26th for formal charges. The Wisconsin Bankers Association is joining the voices warning of an uptick in scams seeking to obtain personal information from residents. Scammers have been using a practice called phone number spoofing to make their calls appear to be from the actual bank when contacting a potential victim. Residents should avoid clicking any links that they are not expecting. And if they suspect that they're receiving a potential scam call, they should hang up and call the bank back directly. A new coalition has been established seeking to address housing issues for tribal communities in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Native Homeownership Coalition will seek to increase both overall housing supply in tribal communities as well as access to affordable housing. While those issues have become common in communities across the state over recent years, rates of home ownership for Native Americans in the state is about 11% lower than for other residents. The coalition also received a $10,000 grant from the Wisconsin Bankers Association.
The American Red Cross responds to over 65,000 disasters every year across the country, including instances like recent flooding in Milwaukee and house fires. They're looking for new volunteers to step up to make a difference. Now, while volunteers of all types are needed, the most critical need is for the Disaster Action Team volunteers, who are trained to offer immediate relief, shelter, and compassion after home fires, floods, and other local and national emergencies. To volunteer, visit redcross.org/volunteer. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it. That, frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in 2nd place for the 2nd week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only new newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on, given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible at some point. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.